From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump took part in a two-day summit of G7 leaders in Canada, but did not stay long enough to be there for the final sessions and a communique, which he instructed his representatives to reject, citing statements by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made after he left the summit. Trudeau closed the annual G7 summit by refusing to budge on positions that place him at odds with Mr. Trump, particularly on new tariffs on steel and aluminum that have irritated Canada and the European Union.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs, to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
British Prime Minister Theresa May echoed Trudeau, pledging to retaliate for tariffs on EU goods. Trudeau and May also bucked President Trump on Russia joining the G7. President Trump has warned that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore on Tuesday is a one-time shot for the reclusive North Korean leader as they discuss North Korea giving up its nuclear weapons. The Taliban has announced it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during the 3 days of Eid al-Fitr, which marked the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Ceasefire coincides with the unilateral week-long stoppage of anti-Taliban operations by the Afghan government. This is VOA News. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election escalated the pressure on President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, bringing additional charges against him for attempting to tamper with potential witnesses. Here's AP's Chad Day.
What prosecutors are saying is that it appears that he was trying to get them to say, to mirror his story in this. And they also say that he enlisted another associate of his, who is a person that prosecutors have said have ties to Russian intelligence, to also help him in doing this.
The Manafort associate is Konstantin Kalemnik, who ran the office of Manafort's political consulting firm in Ukraine. He becomes the 20th person indicted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating whether Mr. Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to sway the outcome of the election. Pope Francis has told the world's oil executives that a transition to less polluting energy sources is a challenge of great proportions. The Pope said finding a good mix of energy sources is fundamental to fighting pollution, eradicating poverty, and promoting social equality. Francis also urged the executives to provide electricity to the 1 billion people who are without it, but said that process must be done in a way that avoids creating environmental imbalances. China's telecommunications equipment maker ZTE has secured a lifeline from the Trump administration. That story now from Reuters, Ed Giles.
ZTE was given a lifeline by the White House after the company agreed to pay up a $1 billion fine and shake up its top management and board. In return, a U.S. sales ban on ZTE is lifted, and it can do business with American suppliers. ZTE is China's number two device maker, selling everything from smartphones to smart home appliances. The ban came in April after ZTE was found lying about its compliance with U.S. sanctions on Iran and North Korea.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Greenpeace reports that plastic and chemical pollution has been detected in most samples of snow and seawater taken by researchers in Antarctica. United Nations estimating 8 million tons of plastic are dumped into the ocean every year. Its effects were illustrated just several days ago in southern Thailand, where a stranded pilot whale died having ingested 80 pieces of plastic rubbish. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.